1.
I can quite understand why people try to live without money today. In my view, it forges a community spirit that we have lost in this technological age. If you help someone with something, and they help you with something else, you form a bond with that person. I grew up in a small village in Wales, where nobody had any money at all. We lived like all the other families lived, a hand-to-mouth existence, with none of the things, TVs, cars and smartphones, that we consider necessary today. But I was an extremely happy child, in a happy family, living in a happy village. Every house was always open to anyone else. Children were looked after by everybody. People grew food and shared it around. And if a family was in trouble, everyone helped out. When I visit these days, everyone seems well off, with more in the bank. And that's good. However, it has destroyed some of the community feeling, because people don't need each other so much now. Instead, people use money to solve their problems and don't ask their neighbours anymore.
2.
What is couch surfing, and why do you want to do it anyway?
You don't know what couch surfing is? Personally, I think it's a brilliant idea. You join this website and you can stay with people all over the world for free.
Really? Why would people do that?
Who? The people visiting or the people letting them stay?
Well, both, really. Why would you go and stay with a stranger, and why would you have a stranger stay with you?
To be nice? People are generally nice, you know. If you look on the website, the hosts are undeniably friendly people who like company and meeting new people.
Okay. And they really don't want any money for it?
No, they do it out of the goodness of their hearts. In fact, the website's strapline is "Changing the world, one couch at a time." Isn't that nice?
No, it isn't. It's a terrible strapline, and a bit of an exaggeration. It's not like couch surfing is ending global warming or world poverty, is it?
3. Welcome to Money Concerns, the programme that deals with money issues. Today we're looking at moneyless issues, namely the online organisation Street Bank. Our resident economist today is Patrick Barlow. Patrick, can you explain to us what Street Bank is?
Street Bank was set up by two friends in London as an online community project. It is a website that allows people to offer skills or items to others in their neighbourhood.
In their neighbourhood? Do they really need to go online to talk to their neighbours?
Well, actually, yes, they do. Especially in places like London, where a lot of people live in the same space, but without actually knowing anybody else. As Sam Stevens, one of the co-founders, says, the idea is to bring neighbourhoods closer together and make the world a little bit nicer.
That's certainly a splendid ambition. How does it work in reality?
It's similar to Freecycle, the website where people post things online that they want to give away. But here, people also offer things they can do for other people, like gardening, dog walking, computer lessons, all sorts of things. And more importantly, people can go online to ask a favour, to borrow a vacuum cleaner or a lawnmower, ask for help with moving, anything really.
So what's the catch?
Oh, only a cynical, suspicious person would ask that. In my opinion, there is no catch. It doesn't cost you anything. As the website says, people helping each other saves money and makes the world a better place. Even as an economist, I agree with those principles.